Love Talk Radio.
Hello?
Okay, yeah, we are on air. Just relax a minute.
Oh, good.
Just relax. We're going to go live momentarily.
Okay. Oh, pissed.
Don't say anything. It's going to be on the tape.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a I wanna be more than someone special. Cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Hello.
Hello, Daphne. How are you today? I'm not really sure what's going on, but I want to thank you for inviting me onto your show. I know that occasionally you have a little bit of problems with AT&T. I believe that's the situation. So I'm not sure what to do at the moment, but let me start here, and when you get this thing resolved, then we can get into more detail. My name is Ray DeCormier. I'm a professor of marketing, emeritus. I retired about a year ago after 30 years of teaching at Central Connecticut State University, and my specialty areas is marketing, business-to-business marketing, and I've done a lot of consulting work in with small businesses on their marketing issues. So I believe that's what we're going to be talking about this morning. We're going to be talking about entrepreneurial experiences and entrepreneurship and motivation and various topics along that line.
Well, I apologize, Dr. Ray. Please call back in. We were having some difficulties, so if you call back in, please, I would appreciate it. So I apologize to the listeners. We're having some technical difficulties, and Dr. Ray was on. Now we are back on. It seems it has resolved. So, Dr. Ray, would you call back in to the radio station, please? Please call back into the station. I think the problem has been resolved. Thank you very much. So we are on the air. We are waiting on Dr. Ray DeCormier to call back in. And so we have a great show lineup for you this morning. We have Dr. Ray DeCormier, who is on our first guest, and he's an expert. Dr. Ray, good morning.
Good morning, Daphne. How are you today?
I am wonderful. I do apologize for all the technical glitches we were experiencing this morning. But nonetheless, we are going to go directly because we have already lost some valuable time. Would you please just take a few minutes and tell the listeners why you are so passionate and committed to entrepreneurship, and tell them who you are, because I have been mentioned you as the expert and guru of entrepreneurship. So would you tell them why this is so?
Okay. First of all, quick background. I retired a year ago, June, from Central Connecticut State University as a marketing professor, full marketing professor. I've taught for over 30 years marketing, business, especially in the area of business-to-business marketing and internet marketing. And those are the, especially for small businesses, those are the realms of where entrepreneurs get started. And because of my experience and working with people over the years and helping many, many people get their businesses off the ground, I'm very passionate about this area. I love this area, and I love helping people. And, of course, I've owned a number of businesses myself, and I understand how difficult it is for small businesses. So with my experience and background and so on, I'm a real good asset to small business owners. That's why I like being involved with this. That's why I'm talking to you.
Right. And I really appreciate you because I met you, I don't remember if it was 3 or 4 years ago, and learned from many of my colleagues and friends the commitment that you have put into entrepreneurship over the years. So I want my listeners to understand who they are listening to this morning and to take notes. And just write down what you are going to be sharing this morning, because if there's one person in the world who can help us as entrepreneurs to reinvent what we are doing, it's Dr. Ray DeCormier. So don't take this segment lightly this morning, because this is high-quality information that you're getting. And this morning, because I know this will be one of many times that you will be on this show, because you have such a great wealth of knowledge that you can pass on. So I know they will be hearing you more than one time here.
But thank you.
For this episode today, we decide that we are going to be talking about website optimization. Because a lot of entrepreneurs, not only are we not using our websites properly, some don't even have a website. So we know that after they listen to this segment this morning, they'll be rushing out to get their website, and it will be ready to work for us all with the holidays coming up. So why do you think, Dr. Ray, that website optimization is essential to entrepreneurship?
Okay. Today, the opportunities for an entrepreneur in the world market, because we're now in the world market, is unbelievable. Today, it's unbelievable. But a lot of companies and a lot of entrepreneurs, especially beginners, really don't understand the business world, especially the internet world. And it's a little bit complicated. You know, everything is in acronyms: URL, SEO. You name it; it's all acronyms today. So it's very confusing. But what's happened here is that the opportunities in the web are beyond belief right now. And if one gets serious about it and develops a couple of good contacts in terms of web design and optimization, one can have a very successful internet site. Today, the internet, the web, and search engines are the new yellow pages for companies. And so when somebody goes onto the internet and goes to Google, for example, and does a search, what comes up on the first page or second page or third page are the equivalent of the yellow pages in a telephone book. So the yellow pages are now becoming obsolete in favor of the search engines. So far, is that clear to you, Daphne?
Yes, you're absolutely right, Dr. Ray, because you know what? I went to, I think it was a chamber mixer I went to a few months ago.
Right.
And there was a dialogue between two people. This gentleman, he was telling the other person how much he have been spending over the years on Yellow Page ads. And he keeps renewing them and renewing them. And
that's
the other
right.
gentleman said to him, I know you're an avid golfer. He said, yeah, I still do. He said, when you want to look for the best golf course in the country or wherever you're visiting, how do you find it? He said, oh, I jump on the web and I look. He said, then, why do you think your customers are looking in the yellow pages?
Exactly.
And it was an aha moment for everyone who was involved in that dialogue, because it's the truth. We
right.
are stuck on habits and the things that we are accustomed to be doing. And a lot of those things they're obsolete. They are no longer working.
That's correct. And so in any event, what happened? I'd like to give you a background on how I got into this, because it's really very interesting.
Yes.
About 9 years ago, or 9-10 years ago, remember when the Y2K was coming about? Remember the Y2K, the turn of the century?
Yes.
And they had the Y2K problem?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, just to refresh your listeners here, the Y2K problem was, at the turn of the century, companies were, everything was in two digits, 98, 99. When they got to 2000, the 200s, they didn't know how to deal with it effectively, mm-hmm. at least for computer programmers are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And so they tried to do different things. And one of the companies, what they did is they went to India and they found this young man. He was 22 years old when I met him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was from the India Institute of Technology.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't know that, but the India Institute of Technology was India's response to the technological digital age.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular young man was one of their geniuses, mm-hmm. and he was drafted by a local Connecticut company. You know, I'm from Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
He was recruited by this Connecticut company,
mm-hmm.
and he at 22 years old was asked to solve that problem for their company,
mm-hmm.
and he did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I met him. He was taking a course with me, and he was a little graduate course, and we were talking about business because he has a technical background, but he doesn't have a great
mm-hmm.
business background,
mm-hmm.
and we became friends. And about 3 or 4 years ago, we started recognizing how important optimization was.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started checking into it, they were using the term SEO, search engine optimization.
Optimization. Mm-hmm.
Right. But the problem with that theory or philosophy is that somebody thinks that they can optimize a search engine. That's
mm-hmm.
a mistake. And I was able to point that out. Well, my programmer friend, he and I became very good friends,
mm-hmm.
and we started a business
mm-hmm.
called OptimizedSearching.com, mm-hmm. and we developed a new approach called URL optimization.
Dr. Ray, hold a thought there. We have a call, and I want to take the callers as the conversation continues, and we have a caller. Would you hold the line, please?
Yeah, sure.
Caller, good morning. You're on the air. Would you state your name and where you're calling from? And hello, caller.
Oh, hello. Hello, Dr. Daphne. It's Joanne Claiborne.
Oh, okay. All right. Hold on. You can join in the show. I thought you had a question for Dr. Ray. Would you hold on, please?
Okay.
Okay. Continue, Dr. Ray. It's the my other guest.
Okay, great. I'm sorry that.
No, that's okay.
In any event, what happened is that we developed a company where we designed, we started a different approach to optimization called URL. URL stands for Internet Address. It's a, when you look at the Internet, when you look at your address on your browsers, that's the URL, that's the address, that's referred to as the address.
Right.
And optimization, so it's called URLO, U-R-L-O, for URL optimization, where what we do is we optimize the addresses, and that's the logic of it. We can optimize a URL, but you can't optimize a search engine.
Mm-hmm.
So we start. So we developed this thing called the URLO report, URLO report, and what it allows someone to do is to check their location or their ranking on Google search engine, for example. So it's in any event, what we've been doing is working with small businesses to optimize their websites so that it can show up on the first page or two of the search engines. That's the new yellow pages. And anybody who has a business to business or a business to customer B2C type website, which is the small business person now, it's a necessity to optimize their site. And most are not doing that. That's one of their big mistakes. In fact, you know, they don't even, when they look at their internet site, the address is wrong. It's set up improperly. It's inefficient. And so that's what I've gotten into with working with this genius, as I was telling you about.
Yes. And well, I'm so excited that we here at the New Day Show, we are in kind of at the ground level because. What you just mentioned is what Fortune 500 companies have done. So for you to now develop a system that will put small businesses on the front page of a search, that is amazing.
That's what is happening today.
Amazing, yes, because there's so much that is done out there on the there's so much that's done out there on the web, and we as entrepreneurs, we are losing out for different reasons. A lot of small business owners use the term entrepreneurs, and we are really not entrepreneurs because we are not utilizing all the aspects of entrepreneurship.
Exactly.
And what you are now talking about is something I'm excited to hear about because this will allow us to move what we are doing to the next level as entrepreneurs.
Exactly. If anybody's interested in following up on that, by the way, you know, soon we'll have a jump to your site. They can come to your site and take a look at it and go further with it. And, you know, if they're interested in going further with it, we'll surely work with them. Through you, of course.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll definitely, because this is just the tip of the iceberg. There
Absolutely.
Is so much more that they can learn about how to really develop and expand their business, because based on the little that I've heard here, we need to have all this information even before you create the website so that it can be properly created. Because a lot of times we go there and we get websites. And I'm saying we because I remember when I got my first website, what I discussed with the gentleman was not what I got. And I always say to people, I don't think men understand when I speak. because I know what was in my heart and what I was giving him, yet it wasn't what I've got. And over the years, my website have not made me any money. So if nobody else is excited about the URL, I am, because I know this is a way when where I will be able to really expand and grow from there.
Right. If you put into your browser URLO space report, URLO report, it'll bring you right to a site where you can actually take a look and see how efficient your site is.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really interesting is that now there, just so you can understand a little bit better, you know, when you talk to a programmer, they have a certain language. Most people do not understand their language. It's a technical language.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes they don't understand you. So that's why you get that miscommunication.
Mm-hmm.
Furthermore, they're in a sense two different technologies. Programming a website is one technology, has graphics and looks and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is the optimization. The URL optimization. That's a whole different technology, and they're specialized in there. And it's sometimes they don't communicate with each other. Secondly, one guy doesn't know what the other one is doing, so you have that problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a real good example. This friend of mine, he had a beautiful website. It was all flash drives and everything, you know, all graphics. He spent a lot of money. I'm talking about thousands of dollars to build this site. It was absolutely beautiful. The problem with it is that no one could ever find it.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is because flash drives are all graphics, and the search engine crawlers, they don't look at graphics. They look at bits. They look at the digital, like you know, the letters and the names and stuff like that. They look at the digital side of things. This had no digital. All it had was graphics, and so it never showed up. It would never ever show up on a search engine, and so this guy spent thousands of dollars for literally nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Had he planned it out properly with working with an optimizer programmer, and he could have had his flash drive showing, but underneath what they call the embedded, he would have all the digital information, the content information. The crawlers would have picked up the content information. Mm-hmm. Never had that. So that's one of the many types of mistakes that website guys do. You know, especially like today, a lot of them are saying, you know, for nothing you can build your own website.
Please.
Exactly.
Let me ask you a question then.
Sure.
So for the entrepreneur who is listening, it's a two-part question.
Okay.
For the entrepreneurs that are listening, one, have a website that's not working for them. The other one doesn't have a website yet.
Right.
Now, this, be first. Where does the one start? Who first are they supposed to be having a conversation with? The optimizer or the designer? For the website,
You almost have to. The ideal now is to have it so that they work together, almost like you set it up simultaneously.
Right. All right. Great.
Yeah.
Great.
So that way, because there are some very good programs out there that build beautiful websites.
Mm-hmm.
If they work with an optimizer, they can set up the URL so it's most efficient, and then set up content.
Mm-hmm.
Once that's all done, then the optimizer comes in. In the optimization, similar to the yellow pages, that's a continuous activity.
Mm-hmm.
Once you set it up, every month you have to add something new. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And so the optimizer programming, that group, and this is what we do, we send in new content, we change the content, we rewrite the content, we send stuff over to Wikipedia so that it's showing up in the educational thing, again, priming your site.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of do it all the time. You change it all the time, every month. And as you add more content and you add changes, the web crawlers love that, and that's what moves it up to the first pages. If you just have a static site, the web crawlers say nothing's happened here. It's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
That's
how it works.
Let me. I want to find out if the people in the chat room have any questions. So if you have any question, please type it and I'll read it for Dr. Ray. I'm not sure how much longer he can stay with us because I think he have a previous commitment. However, I forgot with all the late starting to remind callers that the number to call is 646-915-8166. Call in with your questions for Dr. Ray, and then the other guest is already who hanging out in the virtual green room. So, Dr. Ray, I don't know how much more time you can spend with us.
I'm looking at I planned in for half an hour, and we
yes.
started around 10:15, so I do have another 10 minutes.
Okay,
if you'd
great.
You'd like to discuss additional things, it's fine with me.
Okay, well, no, you can just expand. You want to continue on the URLO optimization?
Oh, sure. I'd love to.
Yeah.
Okay. That whole area of business, as I had mentioned a little bit earlier here, is that it's a necessity. Now, most people will think, oh, it's just an extra cost, but it's one of the necessity costs. It's the same as if you had a telephone, and then you had a telephone without anybody finding your telephone number. You have the white pages and the yellow pages. The optimization brings your site so that it's closer to the first page of the search engines. That's the purpose of it. And URLO optimization, URLO as we call it, URL optimization, URLO, that whole area, it's a different approach to optimization. It's very, very effective. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited, like I say, to have tied into my friend, my young friend. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and I wanted to tell you a little bit more about him.
Right.
Because at that time that call had come in. When I first met him, he's one of the smartest guys I ever met. Now, I've met a lot of smart
people.
Wow. But
he's
when
really
I talk about
smart.
I'm going to tell you, I give an exam of 100 questions. The average is around 70.
Mm-hmm.
A really good student is around 82.
Mm-hmm.
This young man, and he's so unpretentious, he would score 96, 98.
Oh.
Out of 100 questions.
Oh.
I have, and he's working full time. He's working full time, taking two courses, mine and some other guy's course. He had the ability to read a book and literally digest it all.
Wow.
It was phenomenal. I've never met anything like this. Now, over in India, the India Institute of Technology I was telling you about,
mm-hmm.
this is considered one of the top computer digital program school in the world. It is
yes.
one of the best in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It easily rivals MIT in the digital
yeah.
areas.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know, like for example, there's a lot of examples where some of these Indian graduates are top leaders in business today. They came out of IIT, even
right.
here in the U.S.
Yes, there is somebody that I know that you know. We had that conversation already because he had a lot of them working for him, and they just took his company to a brand new level.
Exactly.
You know. So
exactly.
I know that what you are saying is not fluff. It's
no.
the real stuff.
Well, one of the things, and see, most people don't realize, especially Americans don't realize it. India has 1.5 billion people, and they have, in their universities. First of all, not everybody goes to the university. Only
right.
their straight A students go to the university. Okay.
Yep.
And this particular fellow, he was one of the straight A's of the straight A's.
Mm-hmm. I can hear that based on what you said.
Yeah.
At 22
yeah.
years old, and they are so committed to what
yeah.
they're doing.
Well, he's
you know?
Now 32 years old. He works for an American company, and he's in top management with them. He works with me. He's got his friends from IIT. We have our Indian organization.
Mm-hmm.
We have some of the best programmers in the world right now, world-class programmers, world-class website designers. And I'm just so excited to be involved with these guys.
Wonderful.
And, of course, you know, I'm a world-class professor. I've been in numerous journals on business marketing, what have you. So it's a tremendous combination, and I'm very excited about what I do.
Exactly. Yeah. It is just so wonderful to know you and to be able to be learning from you. You know,
thank you so much.
It is such a blessing. Well, I want to be respectful of your other commitment, and I pray that the next time that you're on, that we won't have any technical difficulties. So why don't you take maybe 3 minutes and just summarize what you want to leave the listeners with today, Dr. Ray?
Okay. First of all, I want to thank you, Daphne, for this opportunity to talk to you and to talk to your listeners, to tell them that, you know, today there's opportunities abound in the Internet. It's a worldwide market. You're not stuck to a local market. It's worldwide. However, if you're going to do anything in the Internet area, a couple of things. First of all, you want a product that can be sold worldwide or a service worldwide. You want to make sure that you have a nice website design. And most importantly, this is the tool that you need to put with it. You need to have a URLO optimization, URLO optimization. When you do that, you put those two things together, you're going to do well in life. And again, work your business. So select a good product, design a great website, and optimize it with URLO. So that would be my suggestions in closing.
Okay, well, thank you, Dr. Ray. And as I've said to the listeners, this will not be the last time you hear from Dr. Ray on this radio station and show. I want to again thank you for your leadership and for your commitment to entrepreneurship, Dr. Ray. And we will be speaking soon.
Okay. Have a nice day, and again, we'll talk soon.
Thank you. You have a blessed day, too.
I've heard pictures.
Hello, Miss Claiborne.
Hi.
Miss Thompson Claiborne. I apologize. Lady friend, we were having such technical glitches this morning, but, you know,
okay.
God is good. We are up now. You can hear me. I can hear you.
Yes.
Dr. Ray, the poor man was on from 1:45. And I could see him, and yet I couldn't get through to him. AT&T was acting up, and Skype was acting up. But here we are.
There you go. No.
We are ready to rock and roll.
Okay.
Rock and roll. Well, I want to take this opportunity to welcome you to the A New Day show.
Thank you.
I have to let the listeners know you were on my TV show the other night, and we had such a great time.
And it was awesome.
You are such a talented, talented person. So,
thank you so much.
Before I get off on a tangent, why don't you take some time and introduce Joanne Thompson Claiborne to the listeners. Tell them about your humble beginning and, you know, growing up and all of the things that excited you when you were growing up, and then we will move into the rest of the amazing things that you're doing now.
Okay. Well, I mean, as far back as I can remember, first of all, my name is Joanne Thompson Claiborne. I reside in Norwalk, Connecticut. And as far back as I can remember, five, I started drawing. I just remember being in the house and drawing all the time. I just wanted to sketch and color and create. And at that time, I knew I wanted to be an artist, and I would say to my parents, I know I just want to be an artist, and, you know, they would say, well, you have a long life ahead of you. Make sure that's what you want. I'm sure you're going to change your mind. You'll go through five different careers that you want to have before you really settle on one. And, you know, absolutely, they were correct. I did go into different facets of careers, management, retail, all of which help me now as well as creating.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I still came back to my passion, which is creating artwork.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. And, you know, right now I just feel so fulfilled with my life. I'm really glad that the journey that I've been on led me back to creating. I am so filled, like a complete feeling that I have right now.
I want to, before I ask you the next question, I want to remind the listeners that They can call in 646-915-8166 so you can have your say with my distinguished, honored guest, Joanne Thompson Claiborne, who is an artist out of Norwalk, Connecticut. All right, you mentioned about what you were told by different people in your life growing up early back as age 5.
Yes.
But I want to piggyback on the years you spent in corporate America. I think, based on what I recalled, you spent 12 years in corporate America.
Yes.
During those 12 years, what was your feeling? I mean, was it excitement? Was it, you just get up happy every day, wanted to go to work? What was it like for you there?
Absolutely not. Anything but. It was survival. You know, I did it because of the money. I needed to have an income, and I didn't know how to put together my strategy to lead me on the journey that I'm on now with the artwork. So I did not take that road. I took the easier road. I took the road of, okay, quick money, easy money. I know I could get the position. I know I could do the job, but I was not completely happy. I got up in the morning and dreaded going to work sometimes. The people at my job made it fun. You know, I loved to go see the people. I'm a people person. So that was fun for me. But, you know, no, I was not filled with the passion that I have right now in my life.
Now, let me ask you, knowing what you know now, knowing the Joanne you know now, if you could turn the clock back, is there anything you would have done differently, regardless of what everybody has been telling you?
Absolutely. I would have taken the road that I chose now in my life. I would have pursued my career in art, and it would not have stopped me, because I know where I am at this point. I could have been there so many years earlier, and the journey would have been, I believe, just as fun. I don't know if, you know, it's hard to say for me what my visions would be at that time. I only know what I'm living now.
Exactly.
And so I think that, you know, everything happens for a reason.
Yes.
So I don't know. I don't know how to answer that.
No, but you did fine, because You did find an answer in, because you know what? What I got out of the answer is that when we pay attention to what's inside our spirit, which is always our talent that God brought us on this life for.
Absolutely.
When we believe in Him and trust Him, and know that we know that we know what's inside our spirit.
Yes.
We have to learn to surround ourselves with the people who will tell us, baby, I don't understand it, but if you understand it, I will support you.
And when
I work with parents now, this is what I tell them. Okay. Don't try to understand that thing that your child is passionate about.
Right.
Just support and encourage them, because in the long run, you will understand. But guess what? Our relatives and friends, they care about us so much, and they always want to protect us.
Absolutely.
They don't want us to hurt.
Right.
But a lot of time, yes, and I agree, every opportunity we enter into, we learn lessons and valuable lessons. But a lot of times we didn't have to take so long to learn the lessons. You know, because as we go on, we hear those little voices in the backs of our heads telling us what we can't do. And I know for you, that art was calling you loud and clear everywhere you go. But you could hear everybody saying, oh, no, I don't think you can.
I don't think you can do that.
yes, I'm telling you. So, Joanne, for the people who are listening to you now and who will be listening to you later on, and I know a lot of them are faced with the same thing that you went through, not starting what you wanted to start when. What would you tell them? Just to encourage them, what would you tell them?
I would tell them to continue their journey, their passion-filled journey. What they desire to do most in life is what they should continue to do and plan out a strategy. And pursue that, you know, step by step. Everything doesn't happen overnight. You know, where I'm at right now in my life didn't happen overnight. This has been a 10-year journey for me. Even longer than that, if you want
to,
you know, go back to the beginning.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
So it is an ongoing pursuit.
Yes, and especially as an artist.
Yes.
Every day you get up, it's something new. And if maybe during the course of 24 hours, there are so many different creative ideas that come to you. So you got to keep fresh because your work is not something that you are mass producing.
Right.
Each piece is authentic. It is unique. And I think this is one of the reasons why it is... What you do, it keeps you so energized and excited.
Thank you.
You know, it is just amazing. Now, let me, I know you have exhibits in New York City. You have exhibits in Connecticut and all over the places.
Yes.
What are some of the feedback that you get from attendees being a female artist?
Oh, my goodness. There is so much love and so much support, especially from women, because they like the, you know, united women power, I guess, that my artwork shows. It's such a positive. The feedback that I get is that it's a positive reflection on our culture. And even from the men, they just love the vibrant colors, the mixed media that I use, and that it is unique. Most of the conversations that I have with my customers or people that are just coming to view my exhibits, you know, they feel the passion. Not only do they see it, they feel it.
And I know the listeners cannot see what we're going to be talking about now, but I know we can give them... You can bring it quite vivid and real to them so they can feel it and see it.
Okay.
Are you in your studio?
I am.
All right. I don't know if you have the pieces I'm going to ask you to talk about out, but they are part of you, so I know they're in your spirit.
Yes.
I want you to talk about those two women, the two women with the parasol.
Yeah.
That's going out for the stroll.
Right.
I want you to tell the listeners about those two pieces and what was going through your mind and some of the feedback you have gotten out of that.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, first of all, they're created on a wood panel, and the background is a rainbow color, my rendition of a rainbow. So they're just different colors going in the background. And there is a woman with a parasol, nice shaped parasol, and she has a bag in her hand, a straw bag, and she's out on a stroll with a long, flowy skirt, and it matches her parasol, and that is created with fabric. So I use a mixed media, not only on the wood, with a fabric and textured paint to top that off to define that and give that some depth. And I call these pieces the stroll. They're facing one another, two separate panels, and it's just my rendition of A Clear Day.
Mm-hmm.
Just a day that you're just, it's almost like a feeling of serenity, you
mm-hmm.
know, like the most peaceful day that you could just be out strolling.
Mm-hmm.
And there's
no.
absolutely nothing, no problems, no, nothing.
Would that, now, do you recommend that those piece, both pieces are owned by the same person? Because I noticed when you displayed them, twice I saw them displayed.
Yes.
And they were together.
Yeah.
And even after I left the studio, I was kind of visualizing them as if the women are having a conversation.
Basically.
So do you encourage that one person own them together?
Yes. Yes, I absolutely do. I encourage that not only because they are, in my eyes, they are meant to be together, but I am the
mm-hmm.
artist, so, you know, it's up to the person who
right.
is posting or purchasing.
Mm-hmm.
And they just set so well together.
Yes, I noticed that.
Yes. So I do encourage that. That is something that I encourage. If I display them, I normally display them together so people
mm-hmm.
will automatically have that idea.
Yes.
And, you know, if I don't have them, say if I unfortunately separate it and have it at another place, if there's someone interested,
right.
I always bring the second
piece so they can see. Now let's go to that woman with the one that is with the guy, the black and white striped guy with the shoes, with the cane.
Oh, the music man.
The music man, and then the woman in the jewel skirt.
Yes, Jazzy. That is Jazzy. And they are also made on wood, and they're made with jewels. It's a mixed media again, so it is.
Okay, Joanne, please hold on. We have a call, so hold on, please.
Okay.
Good morning, caller. You're on the air. Your three first digits are 914. Would you state your name, where you're calling from, and what your question is, please?
Okay. My name is Tonette, and I'm calling from New Rochelle, New York.
Good morning. Good morning, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning. I don't really have a question. I just have... you know, a few words to say.
Yes.
Joanne is my sister.
Oh, wonderful. She's amazing.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to, you know, share with your listeners and you
yes.
that I have been, like, my home is full of her artwork. And
so you are the sister that the sisters in the spirit represent.
Yes.
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 Right. See, I know a little about the story.
Yes, well, I remember when she first did a painting,
mm-hmm.
When she started to really have the vision to make up her mind that this is really what she was going to do and pursue it,
mm-hmm.
I saw the artwork and I said, okay, I'm buying that. And, of course, I really couldn't sometimes afford them. So
yes.
she let me do a layaway plan.
Oh,
But I said, don't put that on exhibit. I'm buying that. I want that.
Oh,
and so from that, and that's still in my dining room, and I have, like, several other pieces in my dining room and some in my family room downstairs,
beautiful.
In my kids' rooms.
Beautiful.
There's artwork. Yeah.
Beautiful.
So it's just wonderful. And her work, you know, is just, like you said, it's bold and the colors.
It transforms lives.
Yes, absolutely. And you, when you see it, you have to stop and look.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it pulls you in, you know,
wow,
the artwork.
Beautiful.
It draws you in and makes you think.
How does it make you feel to have such a talented sister?
I feel really good. I'm so happy for her. She, you know what, we can't be, like, really jealous or anything like that, because everybody, God has blessed us with so many gifts.
Yes.
And definitely my gift is not drawing. I'd be happy if I could make a circle.
That's right. So I'm sure you're talented with something
in other
else.
Ways. Yeah, in other ways. But Joanne, I have to, you know, support her as I would any other, you know, somebody else. But I have to support her even more so because that she is my sister in blood.
Right.
But
wonderful.
And she is so truly talented.
Yes.
I'm happy. I am so happy for her.
What would you like? I forgot. What's your first name again?
Tonette. Yes.
What would you like to see in the future for your sister Joanne?
I'd like it's multiple things. One,
mm-hmm.
I think she's truly happy because of what she's chosen to do.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be my foremost thing is for her to be really happy.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as her art is concerned, for her to be able to spread her territory where she can really be out there and be seen for the talents that she has.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I say spread her territory because I wouldn't want her to be limited.
Exactly.
I don't want to name anything specific
mm-hmm.
because spreading her territory could be where she, you know, someone could be going and traveling globally and bring her artwork there.
Yeah, but
know,
guess
so.
What? That somebody will be her and
yeah.
have artwork will ship.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know the spirit didn't have me ask you that question in vain.
Yes.
Because Joanne has super huge things ahead of her coming.
Absolutely.
And what you have just mentioned is in the pipeline. It
okay.
will happen.
Mm-hmm.
She will have a studio where...
Yes.
People will be coming to her that she won't necessarily have to be running with her artwork. But all roads will lead to her studio.
Yes.
And her studio will be in a prominent location
Absolutely.
Where the world can see her work.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Very good.
Thank you. That would be awesome.
Yes. Wonderful. That is that.
So,
that's
thank
it.
Thank you so much, Tony.
Oh, thank you, Joe. You're welcome.
You know, all the other people you know, Tony, that know Joan, encourage them to call and let the rest of the world hear about what she has done for them.
Okay.
I want to ask you not to let this be the first time you call into the show. Please
okay.
go ahead and visit the site.
I will.
And mark the show favorite and become my friend so
okay.
you can be informed about when we are, when we were having guests.
All right.
I think, Joanne, you're lighting up the board. I think we have another caller. So.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, excellent. All right, I'll let you go.
Thanks, Tony. It's a pleasure talking with you.
Good talking with you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good morning, caller. Your last three digits are 5387. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
James Thompson, and I'm calling from Norwalk, Connecticut.
Well, hello, Mr. Thompson. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. I was hoping to catch my daughter, Joanne. I'm Joanne's father.
Oh, she's on the air, sir. She's
Hi,
on
Betty.
The air. So what do you have to say about this powerful artist daughter that you have?
I am so very, very proud of her. My chest is expanded about 10 extra inches.
Oh, how beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Daddy.
So beautiful.
Yes, and she has surpassed my wildest imaginations.
Oh,
if
thank
she
God.
Can recall one of the earlier statements she said that I made to her when she informed me she wanted to be an artist,
uh-huh.
I told her she needed to look for a real job.
Oh, my goodness.
And she did. She did for 12 years. You proud of her that she did look for the real job? She obeyed you.
Yes, she did, and she proved me so wrong. So you can learn something from your kids.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Parents,
yes.
Take note.
Yes.
And just stand back and watch wonderful things happen. And I just want to say to you again, thank you for inviting her to your show. And I hope that everything goes really well for you. Joanne, I know that the best is yet to come, and I love you very much.
I love you too, Daddy. Thank you.
Mr. Thompson, before you go,
yes.
for the parents who are listening to the show now and who will be listening later on, what would you tell them as a parent to a parent when they have a child that want to pursue something? What would you tell them?
I would tell them to watch that child. Of course, pray for the child. But when the child has a strong determination as to what they would like to do, you always have your own ideas.
Yes.
But when they show a determination, get out of their way and let them do their thing. Because it is about them and what makes them happy.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Well said, well spoken from a parent. And I want to just thank you for taking the time to call in to encourage Joanne on this path that she's on. I feel so blessed to meet her and see the quality work that she produces.
Thank you.
And I see tremendous improvement in her workmanship and her artistic ability as it just grows day by day. So, and I know that's why I can say to her, the best is yet to come.
That's right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, because what she's doing, I think it goes deeper than artwork. Each piece, as I look on them, they have some spiritual connection that can help people to transform their lives. And
this
is a powerful thing that she's doing. So I thank you for taking time out. And anybody else, you know, that if they have any experience about Joanne's work and any word of encouragement that they want to pass on to her, today is the day to do that. So I want to thank you, Mr. Thompson.
Thank you, and you continue your good work in exposing and bringing to light artists, and I wish you the best with your show, and continue your good work.
Thank you very much, sir, and you have a blessed day.
Thank you, Dad.
Goodbye, JoJo. Bye.
All right, bye.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's wonderful.
That speaks volume about your dad, for him to come on Global Radio.
Yes.
And to say you have proved him wrong.
Absolutely. I cried. I thank God I had a moment to cry to myself.
You know, it is such a blessing, because we as adults, sometimes we let ego get in the way, and we don't apologize to our children to let them know. So that speaks volume.
Oh, he's a great man. He is a great man, and I tell you, not to get off the subject, but they don't make them like that anymore.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yes.
So it's very hard to find. Let's put it that way.
Yes. Oh, there's another call, Miss Joanne.
Yes.
Girl, wonderful.
Okay.
Well, good morning, caller. Your last four digits are 7400. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Radio. Hi, this is Lynn Wagner. I'm calling from Mutual Security Credit Union.
Hi. How are
you? We're here in Norwalk over on 295 Westport Avenue, and I want to let all of the callers know that Joanne's displaying some of her artwork here in our lobby, and we're so excited to have her artwork displayed here. And if you haven't seen her work, you have to stop by, because it's absolutely beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So
thank you.
As someone who works at the credit union, what are some of the feedback that you have gotten since the exhibit is there?
Well, the exhibit just started, but this is the second time we've had Joanne. We actually had her at another seminar, and the feedback was wonderful. If she hasn't told you, she also had a display over at the library, Norwalk Library.
Well, we didn't get there yet.
The feedback from the community has been just so positive, and everyone just loves her piece of her artwork. So I would buy it now because I think she's going places and won't be able to afford to buy it next year.
Thank you, Lynn.
So hurry up, hurry up.
That's right. And get it now. It's on sale now.
Yeah, the amazing thing, Lynn, is even when she becomes world-renowned, you're still going to be buying the pieces because you're going to know the amount of investment that is.
That's right.
To put down. So you will never stop buying it.
Oh, I'll never stop buying it.
You will never stop buying it. But I want to thank you for taking the time to call in. And what words of encouragement you have for Joanne? Where would you like to see her?
Where would I like to see Joanne? Oh, I think she should do an art exhibit at some great museum here in Norwalk.
Awesome.
Maybe over at, is it the Matthews Museum? I think we should do an art show over there.
Awesome. Wonderful.
Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah. So
beautiful.
And I will
it's beautiful, beautiful work.
Exhibit. I'll be in to finish my exhibit tomorrow.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I wish you well, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you, Lynn, for calling in.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. This is what I'm talking about with entrepreneurs. You can see that Joanne gives to her community and she is involved in her community because that the people at the credit union are extremely busy.
Yes.
And for someone to take the phone up to call,
yes,
that speaks volume about what you're doing.
Absolutely.
And all of that.
And she's the branch manager, so I know that she has a busy schedule.
Yes, and she took the time to call.
Yeah.
So I'm so thankful of them because a lot of time listeners might hear on here and they say, well, oh, Daphne's just fluffing the person up and all of that and just talking. But when they hear from people in your community, it speaks volume because I have to tell people, although I was introduced to you a few years ago, we never connected until, two weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I just saw your work. I saw your work only twice. And then I was speaking with a friend of mine. And they said that they got your work already. And we have another caller, so.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no, we're having a problem here with this. Caller, good morning. Your last three digits are 8984. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Yes, Phyllis Haynes, West Haven, Connecticut.
Good morning, Ms. Haynes. Do you have a remark or a question for Ms. Thompson Claiborne?
Well, it's a remark. I met Joanne in Bridgeport a couple years ago and saw her work, and she's just amazing. And I just wanted to let her know and very proud to state that to others. She's amazing as an artist and a person.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And as I spoke to her, I told her I see her artwork going beyond just the showroom. You know, we talked about that outdoor project, Joanne. I haven't forgotten.
Okay. Well, I'm ready. When you're ready, you call me. I am also on Facebook. You can look me up on Facebook.
Oh, yes. You know,
message.
I got that.
All right. And we will connect. Believe me, when you need me, I will be there.
All right. Thanks.
And
continue your good work.
Yeah.
Right,
before you go, I want to encourage you, let this not be the first time you call into the show. I want
all
you
right.
to please visit the show site. It's blogtalkradio.com/ Daphne-Clark with an E-hyphen Hudson. Mark it as a favorite. Become a friend so you can be informed of the guests that we have on here weekly. The show focuses on the education, inspiration, and empowerment of entrepreneurs.
Okay, I will.
So I hope to see you back here at the show. And thank you for taking time to call in and let Joanne know what you felt about her.
It's not a problem. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
So let's talk, Joanne, let's talk about the exhibit that Lynn said you had at the library in Norwalk.
Yes.
Would you like to talk about that?
Yes, that exhibit was from September 1st to the end of September, and it was awesome. I set up at the library, and 3 days into the exhibit, of course, there was so many positive comments and remarks, and the feedback was excellent. Collectors contacting me to purchase, so it was a phenomenal exhibit. I really enjoyed it. Also had a reception at the library, I want to say that was towards the end of September. They had a Norwalk Inside Out Arts Day, and I was stationed in the library for that event, and that went, that was superb. The Norwalk Library is, they were awesome. Chris Bradley is the person that I worked with very closely, and she was awesome. She was very supportive, and she, you know, had nothing but great things to say about the artwork. So they're working to get me in there a little bit more, you know, try to get in more often and exhibit my work. I will be back in for an exhibit in March. I believe I may be exhibiting also in February for Black History Month as well, so we're going to see about that. But I know I'll definitely be in March. I will be exhibiting. So,
okay. I know you are not just busy creating art and doing art as a business,
right,
but you're also busy creating a legacy. Let's talk about the after-school programs that you're involved with in helping a new artist to be born.
Oh, and it's so wonderful. That is such a rewarding project for me, the after-school art program. I teach in, right now I'm in Norwalk, Stamford, and Weston. And each child is so different. I mean, you know, it just brings me back to my childhood when I was creating. But our creativity is so different. Each individual, I don't care who it is or what child it is, colors are different, our designs are different, and it gives me joy to help them a little bit with direction as far as, you know, having their own vision, having their own ideas, not wanting to copy anyone, to make each piece of artwork their own and unique, even in technique to make it unique. So they don't have to be afraid that, well, I'm not supposed to do it this way. There are no rules. That's my first lesson to them is it doesn't matter. There are no rules. And even if you make a mistake on your canvas, your paper, I don't care what you're creating on, don't throw it away.
Leave it. It's going to speak to somebody else. Yep.
Yes, change it into something else. I mean, you know, sometimes as artists we are so hard on ourselves and we never think that anyone is going to like our work. That was the hardest thing for me to get over myself, to get over saying, nobody's going to want to buy this. You know, I mean,
not for you, it's for somebody else, and it's going to speak to them. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's what someone else sees.
That's
not
right.
What I see.
Whatever the spirit gives you to create, you just be obedient and put it out there because it's
for
somebody.
That's what I do now. In the beginning, it wasn't so easy.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, because you were fighting.
I was fighting myself. And once I realized that, you know what, these are coming to me for a reason. They are just to be that way, and that's it.
That's right. That's right.
Once I was able to grasp that and let it go, oh my goodness, it's been so much
things
better.
Things just started flowing. Yes.
Absolutely.
What ages are the children that you teach?
They are 6 to 12.
And what have some of the feedback you've gotten from the parents and children?
Oh, my goodness. They cannot believe that their child is drawing or painting like that. They think they think I draw the project and the kids maybe paint it. They cannot believe that they're actually producing the work that they bring home. You know, so what they do is the parents come a little bit early sometimes because they're just like, I know my kid didn't do that. And
so
then
they want to watch it from the beginning.
Yeah, they're wondering, what is he really doing in there? So they come a little early most times, and they see for themselves that, you know, this is a project that I just give them the example, and mm-hmm. I'll draw my own project with them, you know, but they do their own work. And it is just about taking your time with kids. It's like any lesson in life. Mm-hmm. You know, if we don't give them the instruction, they don't know what to do.
That's right.
So they
That's
would
right.
be running out here doing whatever. It's the same thing with drawing. It's the same thing with any project, you know. You have to teach them.
Yeah, because, you know, something, kids are so creative. And I'm sitting here speaking
Absolutely.
To you, and I'm thinking, you know, one of the other places that children can experiment and explore and be creative is in the kitchen. But
yes.
what do we do as parents? Stay away from the stove.
Yes.
Don't you go
yes.
there. And what happens?
Yes.
They grow into men and women never knowing how to boil water.
Because
we put the fear in them. And, you know, it did not come to me until now that you say that.
Yes. Even with washing clothes, it's the simplest thing. It could be
exactly.
the simplest thing, but that's
right.
why sometimes kids don't know how to do things because they're not given a chance, and we think that they're too little to understand. They're not.
No, no. We just need to guide them.
Yeah.
You know? Give
I'm not
them
saying leave them in the room and let them do it themselves because
that's
they're
right.
kids.
They're
but
kids.
Give them the chance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to. As parents, we are the ones who deprive these children from growing into amazing, productive
yeah.
adults. I mean, there are a lot of men who are marrying. They don't know how to do no laundry. They don't know how to cook. And a lot of women, too. And, I mean, we can't blame them. I'm not one for casting blames on anything like that.
Yeah.
But we parents, if you are still raising children, look at what you are doing. Allow them to go in and explore something. And even if what they make, especially in the kitchen, if it's not as delicious as yours, it's good. But, you know, next time, they will be better.
And that's exactly what I, you know, the lesson that I try to, you know, pass on to my students is that it's okay if you don't get it exactly the way you want it today.
That's
if your vision is saying, I really wanted something a little bit different, that's when you go home and you draw it again and you make it the way you want it to be. That's
mm-hmm.
how we get better. So that's the lesson
and,
that
I
try to
You know, out. It's just, I look on it as playing. I was speaking, my neighbor passed a couple months ago and her husband had a dinner. This past Sunday, and I went over there, and I was speaking with her daughter, who is now in college, and her best friend. She said, oh, we used to take the bus from the sixth grade, and we are still best friends now. And she said, oh, you remember when we made the pasta the other day, and
mm-hmm.
we just put a lot of balsamic vinegar in there? And I went, oh! Balsamic vinegar, and they both look at me and say, oh, it tastes good. And then I caught myself
okay.
when I did that. Because I'm saying, who am I to be saying, oh, and I didn't taste it.
And you didn't taste it, absolutely.
Yeah, because they were just speaking about something they had made a week ago.
Yes.
And then they spoke about all the other ingredients that they put with the balsamic vinegar. And then I said, all of those things together sure taste good, you know. So You just go in there, and I said to them, that's how recipes are created. You go in and you try it, and then you come out and you write a cookbook and everything like that. So it's just amazing. Mm-hmm. If we allow kids to explore from an early age.
Yes.
So now I ask your sister what she would like to see for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to ask you, within the next, let's say, 5 years, where would you like to see Joanne Claiborne, Thompson Claiborne?
Well, my goal that I'm working on right now is to get into New York Gallery, and I've already named it, but I'm going to leave
that
until...
Don't say your name. Don't say your name yet.
Exactly. I'm not going to say it until it comes through. You know, that is something I'm working on right now. That's my goal that I have set now.
Mm-hmm.
Within my five-year plan, I plan to be traveling. You know, it is a dream that I've had for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that I could definitely put into place now for within the next 5 years. You know,
when you said traveling, were you traveling for vacation or what?
No, traveling with my artwork.
Oh, you mean exhibiting, traveling and exhibiting.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, traveling and exhibiting with my artwork. You know, into like the South, into Atlanta, Florida. I just want to try to get my artwork to be seen by other places other than New York,
mm-hmm.
Jersey, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's...
You know, other people in other countries like artwork too, you know.
I know. Well, I'm
okay.
Working on... Thank you, Dr. Daphne. I am working on this one first, and then when I come back on your show, I pray to be working on...
You're doing good. You have some good things in the pipeline. You're doing great. So, I'm wondering, where did the time go?
I know.
It flies, because when I mentioned how much time we have, it sounded as if we were, you know, it was, we would never conclude, but it's, time is winding down.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to ask you to create two checklists.
Okay.
For a young person, and I want you to look on them back at the age of a five, like you were.
Okay.
If you would give them a checklist to pursue their dream and vision, that thing that is really eating at them on the inside.
Okay.
What would that checklist be? And then the next category I want you to give a checklist to is people who have been beat down, knocked out, stamped on.
Wow, okay. So the first checklist is for a five-year-old.
Or younger, you know, anybody.
A younger person that has a desire to pursue something.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Okay. Yes.
All right, so that checklist for that person, and they already know what it is that correct?
They have a feeling in, but, you know, they are kind of afraid. You know how it is when you know you like to do something, whatever the something is, because we are not saying everyone out there is an artist.
Right.
But
they
might like to draw jewelry. They could be a jewelry designer, you know. They could be a clothes. Whatever it is, that's
whatever
their
it is.
Art.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be art, because all of the same principles will apply
will
to
apply.
Whatever it is.
Right.
Okay. So, but they already. My thing is, they already know what they want to do. Correct.
Yes.
Okay. So that first checklist then would be to create samples or create the item, whatever it is that you're planning on doing. If you want to write a book, then you'll start writing out your, pages. If you want to write a play, you'll start writing out your, you know, playwright. Whatever it is that you want to do. If you want to build cars or build buildings, you'll make a model of that. You know, start working on what it is that you'll need to tackle that. And so that would be on my first checklist. Well, yeah, that would be the first checklist. You would, mm-hmm. you'd also need a plan. That's
yeah, and all of that, with all those things that they are making, because we are starting at a tender age.
Yeah.
Should they destroy those early things, or they should keep them?
No, they should keep them. They should absolutely keep them. I look back now, and what I have right now in my possession are some things like from high school, and I still have those things. I will not destroy those. I tell you what, in life, you never know where you're going to go. Andy Warhol is one where they're finding some of those things. Michelangelo is another one. They're finding those pictures. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You never know where you're going to go in life. Don't destroy anything. I tell my kids even in my classes, don't destroy anything.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it, but make sure you sign it.
Right.
Sign everything.
Because when you...
That's right.
You scribble your name on the air on it so nobody can steal your stuff or whatever.
Nobody can
whatever.
Take it. It's yours. Mm-hmm. And keep it in a safe place.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And
now,
go ahead.
Yeah, for people that have been worn down.
Mm-hmm. Trumped down, knocked down, all of those stuff.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, in this scenario, do they have a desire? Or they don't have anything. They're just
you know, we all, when we are all born in this world, we all have desires.
Yes.
But sometimes the people who have been knocked down, trampled on, rained on, everything, the desire is no longer there. What do?
Well, I tell you, my best way to describe this is they need a moment. And when I say a moment could really turn into 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They need to really meditate and get into themselves. And I don't mean you just go and lock yourself up in a room.
Some people
it might take that. But, you know, you have to really have some nice, quiet time to yourself. To really think about what it is that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Don't distract yourself with other people, with emotional things. Then you know, once the emotional things come into play, you get distracted.
Yeah, it messes you up.
Yes, and I'm saying this from my experience. It's what happened.
That's right.
What happened to me. So that's the advice that I can give, and I'm not giving advice that I don't know anything about. I know it
for experience. You're speaking from experience. Mm-hmm.
And I had to take that time to really find out, is this what I want to do? You know, I wanted to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, okay, well, that's when I was the happiest, when I was just drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back to that, and I tell you, it just, the work is totally different than what it was. You know, it excited me.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all born with gifts and talents.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say to that person that's beat down, don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give up and just find yourself again.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about finding ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And what we really, truly want. But we have to be, just like we are driven after something.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be, you know, for a man, it might be a woman. For a woman, it might be a man. It might be a job. It might be whatever the thing that drives us the most.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you have to go after it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go after whatever it is that you're trying to succeed in. You have to go after it with a driven passion.
Mm-hmm.
Like live and breathe that.
That's right. Taste it, smell it. Yep.
Yeah, like you eat it. That's your food.
That's right.
That's your
right.
survival. And,
that's right.
And that is exactly how I'm living right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I in a way it may sound, you know, harsh to some people. I don't let anything or anyone distract me from that.
That's right. That's right.
Because, you know, I can't get where I want to go if I let it happen.
That's right. Joanne, Let me ask you, does spirituality play any role in your life and your business?
Absolutely. Absolutely, on a daily, on a regular, whenever I pick up a paintbrush or a pencil or, you know, if I'm sketching something. But I don't really use a pencil anymore, only if I'm actually creating a black and white, you know, pencil sketch. And I very rarely do that right now. I just, I use the paintbrush and I use my mixed media. And the spirit plays the key role.
Mm-hmm.
That is that's the driving force, and I absolutely would have to say that is where this passion, you know, is really burning inside of me to succeed and not let anything else get in my way. It doesn't block my vision at all.
Mm-hmm. As an artist,
hmm?
as a woman, as an entrepreneur, have you encountered any downtimes? And what were some of those downtimes?
Well, in the beginning, there were quite a few because I didn't really know how to go about getting shows, how to approach exhibits. So in the beginning, I really had to work hard to get that. And, of course, there was downtime because if I didn't have anything scheduled,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't work. I couldn't make any
mm-hmm.
money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what I do now is I am always, every day, looking for other shows, looking for other avenues
mm-hmm.
to exhibit my work, to
mm-hmm.
display my work, to go out in it and vend at an event.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the most productive thing, of course, right now is the internet because
uh-huh.
it helps us find whatever we need, you know.
Exactly. And you were listening to Dr. Randy.
Yes, yes, right. And I loved everything that he had to uh-huh. say.
Yep.
It was very interesting.
Uh-huh.
And so my downtime now would be in the summer, really, uh-huh. which is when it rains. If it's an outdoor event that I'm scheduled,
yeah.
and I can't go.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's actually a good thing that it's only because of weather.
Right.
you
yeah.
know? Because, go ahead.
During the down times, did you ever say, I think I made a mistake and I want to give up?
You know what? I never said it, but the person that I'm with said it.
Your significant other?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I never...
Did you have second thought when the person said it? Did you have second thought and think maybe he's right?
No. I actually said, how could you say that? You're supposed to be supportive.
Good, good.
The second thought was not about my work.
Mm-hmm. Good.
But, yeah. No, I don't, and that's what my reply was. I don't let anything deter me from this.
Yes.
You know,
and this is what we need to know as entrepreneurs. And it's like earlier on when I had said that people need to know what's burning you inside and don't allow anybody to
allow
you to give up on that. And,
exactly.
you know, people who are dear and close to us
yes.
will try to do things like that. So you need to be solid
yes.
in what you're doing so that that's right. It's
yes.
it's like your feet is cemented on
yes.
the floor.
Absolutely.
Because in the long run, they are going to come around, but they
yes.
don't know you like you know you.
Absolutely.
So if every wind blows and everyone who comes, you're going to just drop and lay down.
Yes, please.
You can't do that. You have
no.
to know who you are.
Absolutely. No, I, you know what, I am such a strong individual that it really, now I can say that, I am such a strong individual that it doesn't matter what anyone says to me. If I know that's what I want to do, I'm doing it.
Exactly.
And now he knows that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he won't say that anymore, but I was not happy.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, but it is so empowering to know that you are at the stage now where you know that, hey, it's like water on my back, it rolls off because I really don't have to take in what
you
are saying. It doesn't matter how close you are to someone. You can agree to disagree.
Absolutely.
Because this is my calling. It's not yours.
Absolutely.
So I can respect you if you refuse to support.
Yes.
But I really don't have to take that as meaning I should give it up. And you don't have to be disagreeable with anyone who does not support you because you know the journey is yours to travel.
Yes.
You know, and it's like driving on a vacation. Maybe you ask somebody, you want to drive with me? And they say yes. And when you go to pick them up, they say, well, no, I changed my mind. I'm going to fly. I'm going to fly. No, you didn't have any plane ticket to fly. So are you not going to go on vacation because they don't go?
No.
Are you going to go in your car and drive and say, God, it's me and you on the way?
That's right.
And it's the same thing with our daily lives, especially as women. There are so many people who's telling us we can't do this and we can't do that. I remember back in the day when there are certain things, they would say, oh, women don't do that. You know, there are so many things women don't do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, come on. We can do anything.
We can do
anything that our little heart desire. Yes. Because God don't create nobodies. He create great men.
Mm-hmm.
He create powerfully great women. So we can do anything our little heart desire.
Yes.
So we are kind of winding down. Are there any other pieces that you are really feeling strong that you ought to share with the listeners about when you are creating it and what the result is?
Wow. Well, you know, I know I touched on this on the television show that when I create, there are times when I create, especially I'll go back to Sisters in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It was my first initial experience
mm-hmm.
with being, I don't know, it was almost like in a trance where the spirit just overwhelmed me and like had my hand to paint that piece, basically. Like I was out of myself, up above on a ceiling, looking at the canvas and watching myself paint it. I was watching, but it didn't feel like me, you know.
Wow.
And, yeah, it was very, very powerful. At the end of that creation, which now is called Sisters in the Spirit, that is the piece that you were talking about, you know.
Yeah, with your sister. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Tonette. I literally, after seeing and creating that piece, I ran around the house.
Mm.
The spirit had me so enthralled in it. And that's when I knew. After creating that piece, I knew. I said, you know what, there's something in store here. I just need to create whatever it is that I see in my head, and, you know, everything's going to be all right.
Mm-hmm. When you paint, when you're in your studio painting, are you in the stillness or you paint with music going or different things?
I usually am in the stillness. I may have a little music or, you know, it just faint, but I really am so focused on whatever it is that I'm creating. Nothing else is going on in my head except that piece. So I can have other things going on around me, and I think that comes from, you know, teaching in the after school programs, because the kids, you know, they're, you can't keep them quiet all
quiet.
The time.
Yeah, they are. Yes, they are busy.
So, right. There are usually other things going on. So I
tell you, when you just described that feeling, it gave me the chills of the when you spoke about when you created the Sisters in the Spirit.
Yes.
Yeah. So I just cut you off. Go ahead with what you were saying, please.
Oh, no. And so I can create around anything, but my prime time to create is usually late at night when it's very quiet, nobody's moving around, and I'm able to work on maybe, you know, three or four pieces at a time. I'll go to one, then, you know, let that dry a little bit, come back to something else, and I'm in a zone. I usually, I wait to find that zone, and I don't know if that makes any sense to anyone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
There's
oh,
a
yes,
zone.
It happens for, you know, everybody that different. I mean, I'm sure there are people who are connecting with what you're saying. I'm connecting with what you're saying now because you as an artist, the feeling you just expressed when you created that piece, that's the same feeling that goes through me when I do a retreat. Because when I do a retreat, I have to just literally... at the end of sometimes I do 3 days retreat and I have to sit and I tell people I cannot get into any conversation because it's like I'm winding down.
Oh my God.
I'm grounding.
Yes. I will, like when I'm on that type of a little journey, I call it a spiritual journey, I become drained afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing happens when I have like a whole weekend show and I'm just in filled with the spirit. I am drained.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it will get me home. I'll get home and get in my bed. But when I do, it's like I need to sleep for at least, you know, 12
and
hours.
Especially if I do, I make sure I do retreats at places that they have sleepover rooms.
Yes.
Because I can never drive home at the end of that retreat or go to the airport or something. I got to just sit there and unwind and it's not tension, but it is such an enlightened high, spiritual high.
Yes.
That, I really can't explain it. It's for somebody. So when you mention about that, no, I just got the chills because I'm thinking, I can't believe what I'm hearing here, you know? Now, how would you like to summarize our conversation? How would you like the listeners to remind you, and if they are telling, remember you rather, and if they are telling somebody about you, what you want them to say? Because we went over a whole lot this morning.
Oh, my goodness, we did. We really did. My goodness, I wouldn't even know where to start. First and foremost, you know, I just want to be remembered as an artist that brought something to the world that was so unique and so creative, and she can't be forgotten. And then on the other hand, I also want to be remembered for leaving a legacy with students and teaching them new ways to create and to also search their inner creativeness, not mine. You know, it's not about my ideas. It's about their ideas. You know, and that I was a genuinely nice person, nice artist to meet, and, you know.
Oh, Joanne, I'm not talking about when you are no longer on this earth.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was what you were saying until I hear you say was. No, I'm talking about the people who will send people to listen to the show now to hear what you say. You know, they're going
to
be telling people you got to listen.
From the conversation that... that this is an artist that they should definitely try to see the work of. And remembering also that I do teach after school art programs. If they have any grandchildren or children or niece, nephew, whatever, that they would like to get into a class that live in those areas, that I am available in the Norwalk, Stanford, and Weston areas, and that, you know, I would love to... Go ahead.
Go ahead. You would love to what? Go ahead.
I would love for them to come and see one of my exhibits.
And you know that this show is heard all around the world.
Oh, I didn't know.
And I'm going to have you give your website out in a minute, so... people who visit your website and they see pieces that they want, are you willing to ship those to them?
Yes. When they go to the website, there is a PayPal account. So
you can ship. So it doesn't matter where over the world you are.
No,
you can own a piece of this phenomenal artist's work. She's open globally to do business, and you can visit her website, which I'm going to have her give you now. Would you give your website? And if you know of any exhibits that you're doing on the date, go ahead and do those, please.
Okay. Well, right now I'm on exhibit at the Mutual Security Bank on Westport Avenue. And
that's in Norwalk, right?
That is in Norwalk, yes, on Westport Avenue. Also, my website address is www.creativeartworkbyjo-ann.com. And I am also on Facebook under Joanne T. Claiborne. And I would love for you to contact me either through my website or Facebook. And I hope to talk with you soon.
Okay, well, we still have 10 minutes remaining for this segment. So if there's anybody who wants to call in, you can still call in. You're listening to my conversation with artist Joanne Thompson Claiborne out of New York, and she does phenomenal work. You heard different people who called in today to commend her on the work that she has done, and she just gave you her website that you can view her work and own some of the pieces. And she's available if you are in the Connecticut area. In the western part, it seems that she's concentrating on the western, or is the southern part?
Norwalk, Stamford, and Weston. Mm-hmm.
Right, so that she's kind of concentrating on the southern part of the state to do after-school program. But I'm sure if you want to set up maybe a one-day workshop or something, I'm sure she is available to come and do that. So please get in touch with her. You know, we here at the New Day Show, we focus on the education, inspiration, and the empowerment of entrepreneurs and small business people. And again, I want to tell you before I bring Joanne back on to give her closing remarks, I want to remind you that we are looking for a producer for the show here, someone who is excited about the vision of this this radio show. I also want to remind you that you can catch us 24 hours a day on Eagles Vision Media Group on EVMG Radio. That goes on 24/7. And if you are looking to sponsor or to advertise your business, do not hesitate to call us, because we are here to serve you and we want to do our best in getting you out there. So, Joanne, I want you to take 2.5 minutes or 3 minutes to just give your closing remarks for our conversation today.
Well, I thank you. First of all, thank you so much, Daphne. I really enjoy our conversation. You are a wonderful host.
thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me on the show. And I'd love to thank all of the callers that called in. I so appreciate your support, and I appreciate you so much for everything you said about me. I'm speechless, and I thank you for that. All of the listeners, I hope that you will visit my website. I hope that you'll be able to visit the exhibit at the
Mutual Security Credit Union, and I look forward to this the rest of my journey.
You know what what impressed me about the people who called this morning? I was listening and I said, I'm so excited that they took the time to call, because yes, too often people wait until we pass on, and
yes,
then it is said in our eulogy, or people say
yes,
it at the reception and everything like that. But
yes,
we need to take the time to let people know our feelings about them, you know, whether they are our children, our good friends, our spouses, or someone in our community that is doing a phenomenal job. We need to let them know so that they don't leave this world without we telling them. Because when they are dead and gone, it is too late.
It's too late. They can't hear it.
It is too late. They can't hear it. And everybody needs a little pat on the back. So
yes,
if there's someone in your community who is doing something that means something to you, take the time to express that to the person. And if you are listening and you know someone who has a phenomenal story and who is on an empowering journey, ask them to call me or send me an email. Visit their Blog Talk Radio site, blogtalkradio.com/Daphne-Clark-Hudson. Encourage them to share their story with me so I can see whether they are a match for the A New Day show and to get them on here. I want to thank both of my guests this morning, Dr. Ray DeCormier and Miss Joanne Thompson Claiborne, for blessing us here this morning and for sharing the wealth of information that they have passed on to you. I want to remind you that you do not have to settle for mediocrity, because you have the ability to create excellence. You have a destiny. Do not allow anyone to deter you off this path, because you are destined for greatness. This is the Queen of the Empowered Soul saying thank you again for joining us for this segment. So long, and follow your destiny.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? I believe that he's concerned about me.
I just begin to say this in our faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this.
Thank you
for showing me,
for showing me
and directing me,
directing me.
Hallelujah. To my destiny.
My destiny.
I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord, thank you for showing me, hallelujah, and directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with the slave. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with the slave. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. And I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.
Thank you.